One of the ways that you can increase your proficiency with a handgun is through dry fire practice. Dry fire practice is with an unloaded firearm. Always make sure that you have an unloaded firearm when you do this, because you're going to be doing it in your living room or basement or inside your house. So you want to make sure that that gun is unloaded. Double check, triple check. Nothing in the chamber, no magazine in the gun. Store your ammo in another room. Don't even have it around you, because then you might make a mistake. So make sure that the firearm is completely unloaded before you start. Never have any live ammo in the immediate area of your dry fire practice session. And remember, it's okay to dry fire modern center fire firearms. You don't dry fire 22 rim fires or 17 HMRs, because on those guns, they expect that the firing pin expects to hit the rim of the cartridge, which is where the primer is, whereas the center fire's got the primer in the center of it. But on a rim fire, if you don't have a cartridge in the barrel, that firing pin could hit the side of the barrel and eventually break. Okay, so you don't want to stress the firing pin on rim fires. Center fires, it's okay too, because there would be nothing there in the middle of the barrel anyways. Don't have any live ammo in the immediate area. What you want to do is pick a target on the wall, let's say. Okay, make sure the gun's ready to fire or be able to pull the trigger and have it go click. It's not going to fire, but you're going to have it in ready condition without any ammo in it. And you're going to pick a target, maybe a wall outlet on the wall, and slowly squeeze and line up your sights, then slowly squeeze that trigger without moving the front sight of the firearm or at the back sight. Make sure that the sights stay aligned. So you do this a few hundred times till you get used to squeezing that trigger in such a manner you're not moving the sights. Then when you get to the range, you'll be able to hit your target. So dry fire practice is essential for you to become more proficient and more accurate with your firearm. You can use a wall outlet, like I said, or maybe just a picture on the wall. I happen to like watching The View during my dry fire practice sessions. So whatever turns you on. But make sure that gun's unloaded.